photometric redshifts for the S-Plus survey. Is machine learning up to the task? By E.V.R. Lima et al. The Southern Photometric Local Universe Survey, S-Plus, is a novel project that aims to map the Southern Hemisphere using a 12-filter system, comprising 5 broadband SDSS-like filters and 7 narrowband filters optimized for important stellar features in the local universe. In this paper, we use the photometry and morphological information from the first S-Plus data release, S-Plus DR1, cross-matched to unwise data and spectroscopic redshifts from Sloan Digital Sky Survey DR15. We explore 3 different machine learning methods, Gaussian processes with GPZ and 2 deep learning models made with TensorFlow, and compare them with the currently used template fitting method in the S-Plus DR1 to address whether machine learning methods can take advantage of the 12-filter system for photometric redshift prediction. Using tests for accuracy for both single-point estimates such as the calculation of the scatter, bias, and outlier fraction, and probability distribution functions, PDFs, such as the probability integral transform, PIT, the continuous ranked probability score, CRPS, and the odds distribution, we conclude that a deep learning method using a combination of a Bayesian neural network and a mixture density network offers the most accurate photometric redshifts for the current test sample. It achieves single-point photometric redshifts with scatter, sigma-terra_text_NMAD, of 0.023, normalized bias of -0.001, an outlier fraction of 0.64% for galaxies with R-auto magnitudes between 16 and 21. This was photometric redshifts for the S-Plus survey. Is machine learning up to the task? By E.V.R. Lima et al.